Hey everybody, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about a movie called Evil Tapes, and this is an anthology horror movie. And I'm gonna tell you right now, this is not one of the good ones of the found footage.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I remember, I'll probably say it from the other Wolf's Found Footage Home where I saw, and I forgot the name of it, but I'll tell you one that I do say was worse, was called Welcome to the Jungle, the unrated version. Or not unrated, it doesn't really matter. And this was a Found Footage Home movie many years ago. I think I did, I know I reviewed it. I'm not sure if I still had it, and I posted it on my, one of my many past reviews I did in my, aka different names on social media on this podcast that we uploaded. But you can just type search Welcome to the Jungle unrated movie review with my new name, you know, which is the People Rabbit Podcast as of this time. So anyway, so this movie, right, you can check Welcome to the Jungle if you want, but I'm telling you, that movie is bad. Not the music, I mean the horror movie anthology one. The horror found footage movie Welcome to the Jungle, excuse me. But anyway, this is another bad anthology horror movie, and this concept, it has to be the stupidest concept I ever heard. I'm gonna tell you why. It's about this guy who's a video graphic. I don't know, so he's a guy who does videos and edit videos, and you can hire him to shoot videos with you, you know. So they go to Venmo, whatever, to pay this guy, and each segment is that this guy goes to most of these women that will hire him. Only one guy hired him in one of the segments, which is a demonic possess of his wife, like she's demonic possessed. And that shit is just so stupid. But anyway, I'm trying to see if I can name each of the segments, but to describe it. One is this woman who's a house retailer, invite him to go to this house with squatters. And then you find out that this place is like fucking haunted. And for some weird reason, this guy was able to escape these scenarios that he's in, and this was one of them. Then you get another segment, and I'm gonna try to remember. I mean, I may not get all of them because there was a lot going on here. But another segment is that, like I said, one is with the guy, which is the only guy that invites him to the house, while his wife, he's about to get married to her, but he can't because she's just like possessed. And the wife is trying to get a knife and stab him. And the sad thing is, he tells the guy who's taping him, "Hey, help me." Man, the guy zoomed out just like he did on all the other segments. Every scenario he's in, and every creepy moment, you know, he's in. And he knows these women are crazy once he met them already, but he's still going to go through, follow them, go into the houses with them, or follow them in the woods. Like one segment, one woman shooting a TikTok video or whatever, hires him for that reason, and suddenly a creepy clown comes into the woods. The clown is running past through them, just like these other, again, even in the other segment, you got like the ghost passing through this guy, and the cameraman don't get hurt, he ends up surviving for some reason. But every time the clown is going after the woman, the second when the woman go close to the clown, just to get her car key back, she got to escape, but no, the guy will run away from her, and then once close to the clown, he comes in and pretend to save the woman, you know, like he actually cares. And then you get one segment where a woman, like she's like crazy, and you find out that pretty obvious that she murdered these people in the house, but then she says she starts seeing faces and stuff, and then they get thrown to the guy Alex, who's the lead cameraman of this whole movie, and then he ended up escaping this woman with the crazy cursed faces, but they end up following him, and he's getting close to them, and he's still alive. It's crazy. And there's one segment he called Bloody Mary or the Blair Witch, which is a segment with Alex by himself, and he runs out the hotel, and they see Bloody Mary stand in the hallway. Just like the other segment I'm going to mention, I just remember one where the woman plays with a haunted doll, and the haunted doll comes to life, which is a guy who's a cross-dresser going after the girl and going after the cameraman, of course, Alex, and then they end up trying to go after him next, and he runs off real quick. There's another segment where a woman is having voices in her head, which is stupid, by the way. But all the segments, I feel like I can admit. Oh, yeah, and there's another one. Let me mention another segment. A one where the woman's sister, I presume, possessed by the devil or something. And this is what you see in the front cover, by the way. So I'm not going to say too much about that. But I mean, that segment was kind of creepy, though, with the woman. That I'll give credit for. But I mean, this segment had potential, but it was just the set of it was so stupid. With this one guy is based. At least I give credit for. Let me give credit for this. At least it was a different. At least it's a different horror anthology segment. Each of them meant for this movie, And I said in many of my past review of other found footage horror movies to this day, it's not taken from other different short horror movies on YouTube and just plaster it in one anthology horror movie to extend it, to make it like a movie. At least I give it credit for. At least let's make it our own. At least our own segment. And it was typical. Easy. It has to be $500 to shoot these movies, man. Shoot this movie, because I can't imagine this budget going over $1,000. I mean, $500 for travel, food, catering, maybe, or maybe the actors did this for free. Who knows? But this is not a good movie, to be honest with you. I mean, it had potential, but I feel like the execution, the plot, the story, the setup with it. With this camera guy surviving through each of these scenarios, because in any real situation, would you want to do this shit again and again and again? Come on. And with Evil Tapes, I say take a risk on this one.